This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. And today we're talking about data. Now, FusionQB is a leading data-driven company that provides business super app solutions to help businesses to increase sales conversion, improve customer experience with customer data analytics and predictive engine. They manage more than 300,000 customer data on the platform, establishing their presence in various fields, including real estate, healthcare, automotives, and media. I'm here with the co-founder, Stephen Lim, and also Alvin Chui. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Frida. Glad to be here.
Okay, yeah. And this is not your first time, Stephen. We'll talk about your other business in just a moment. We'll talk about data. Sure. We'll talk about data for now. So your company actually was started in 2016 under the name Next Platform. Then you all went through a change in 2021 to FusionQB. So maybe take us back to history. Why the name change? I guess why the different direction as well.
Yeah, thanks. First of all, thanks for having us on the show. So basically, for the Next Platform, it was established in the year of 2016, very much focusing on the property. So we call ourselves a PropTech company. So focusing on the sales and lead automations to helping the property developers to automate the whole marketing and campaign and also the leads management as well. So moving forward, so when it comes to the 2021, so we actually rename it to be FusionQB because we see that we can do more just beyond the property. Mm. So right now, we're actually providing not just sales automation, but also the customer data platform, or what we call the CDP, and also the business super apps in the property sector, and also for the healthcare, retail, and also the manufacturing.
Right. And what were the gaps you saw in the marketplace beyond property and the use of CDP, which I will ask you, what's the difference between CDP and CRM, but maybe the gaps in the marketplace first?
To be honest, a lot of like businesses right now, they actually have a big dream. So they dream about big data in their business itself. But often we were being asked, how can we get into the stage of like big data? So when we zoom in into the conversations that we have day to day with the businesses, you realize that the data volume that they have is just residing in their database. So that in the big data context itself is considered outdated data because never got activated, never got updated in the real-time manuals. So we are basically seeing this as a big gap to a lot of businesses who are trying to achieve their dream by not spending a lot more in terms of like tech budget into that, right, and spoiling everything, you know, that, and at the end of the day, put the blame into a technologies.
Right. Okay. And so what's the difference between a CRM and CDP?
So in a layman term, CRM, customer relationship management. So it basically pointed out the relationship interaction between the salesperson and also the customers itself. So often CRM will need the salespersons to be the one that who actually update the customer contact, the progress of the statuses of the customer ordering, as well as the billing statuses as well. But whereby that come into the CDP, which is first introduced in the year of like 2010, around that time. So that's where, you started to realize that in businesses, you have a lot of multi-touch point where the customer data is residing. So you want to go out and then grab all this data and then, store it back into your CDP or customer data platform itself, centralizing all the customer interaction so that you can actually have a better business insight without having a salesperson to basically key in every single thing of it.
Okay.
Yeah. In short, CRM is designed to basically to managing and improve the customer relationships, and also to store the data and also to track the customer interaction and also the sales pipeline. So the idea is that to provide a more personalized customer service.
Okay, right. So basically CRM is dependent on CDP. Right? I mean, if you've got good CDP, then you can actually do a better customer relationship.
Both management can be coexist, okay, in the manners that you just explained it.
Okay. Now, the thing isn't CDP also still people relevant, people dependent? As in, if I don't fill the info, there is no data anyway.
One context of this is really coming from that perspective. But to be honest, now we have like billions of like customer activity around, the online or offline, world itself, right? How could we get the salesperson to basically like key in everything of it? So to be honest, right now, everyone was talking about like these identity resolutions. How can we actually match and also identify the same context or same customer profile across all others, like different so-called data words itself? ourselves. So how can we match all this data that comes together without needed the users to key in all this data? So I give you examples that, you know, people probably like, you know, browse through your Facebook, browse through your websites. So all this data should actually be automatically captured and then pumped into the data platform.
To us, every single individual have carry different user persona throughout the whole customer journey. Today, I can be the purchaser, but tomorrow I could be your prospect in another product. So this is where why the identity resolution is so important, because you need to understand that where are these customer coming from, what persona they are carrying.
Right. Yeah. How long did it take for you to develop the solution or the solutions?
Very good questions. Of course, it's not a simple decision to be made, to be honest, especially during MCO. So all the tech company, we are trying to basically react to the pandemics like situations that we have, right? So we have actually been seeing startups that's closing down also. So I think immediately what we basically take up the decisions to be made over here is that without all the businesses to organize a physical events to interact with the customers.
Right.
So coming from online perspective, is there any tools or is there any platform that would be able to help them? So without them to face the customer and talk to the customer, can they also like get into the customer expectation and also the requirement or demand that's coming from customer? So that's the reason that why we have actually come across to this to basically build the customer data platform as well as the business super app to basically go out and then start interacting with the customer and then let the the business to be able to engage with the customer as well.
I would say that it's a natural progression of our development of this CDP since MCO, right? So, and right now we add more and more things in to enrich the CDP solution with the business super apps, which I believe they will talk later. So this is how we want to help our customer to basically to unify all this data and then put all this raw data into some sort of actionable insights.
Okay. So even how large a team did you all have, do you have in developing the solutions?
Before MCO, we have only like about 10 people in the team. And right now, we basically expanded to 26 people.
Right. Okay. And so also in terms of your milestones since you started in 2021, what are some of the milestones you've managed secure?
All right. The milestone is that we started with the automation solution because we understand that in order for us to implement the CDP, we need to have a more complete data, right? This is number one. Number two is that we need to also find an avenue to help the business to capture the data quality as well. So that's why we actually have this business super app is that we want to enable the businesses to capture more data beyond just a part of sales, because a lot of businesses, they just capture their leads data, prospect data, and also the sales data. But they do not capture after the part of sales. So that's why we have this business super app to continue to capture the engagement data, that what they do with the app, and also engage with the brand as well. So once we have all this more complete data, this is where the CDP comes in. Eventually, CDP is just the platform for us to have all this data, then it goes beyond that with all this AI and also the predictive insights to help the businesses to make a better informed decisions.
Right. And what is your business model at the moment?
The business model, we have three of them, pretty much quite straightforward. Mm-hmm. One is actually as per project implementations. That usually happen in year zero. So it could actually range from like 3 to 6 months time of period, depending on how complex the data's management and also data resolution that we have to put into the picture. So the second model is basically per subscription basis. So after the year of like implementation, we have these retainer subscriptions where we continue to improve and also enhance the value of the customer data platform that we have. So the third model, which is we just rolled it out. So we are looking for like more microservices partner that we can actually work together by increasing what we call customer lifetime value of our particular clients itself. So that will do a profit sharing model.
All right. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about some of the use cases in just a moment. I'm here with Stephen Lim and Alvin Choi from Fusion QB. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Stephen Lim and Alvin Chui from Fusion QB, which is a data-driven company that provides business super app solutions to help businesses to increase their sales conversion and improve customer experience. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier on about, what you do and all that. What's the competitive landscape like? What are there a lot of players in this space?
Well, that's actually a good question. In fact, we just noticed that the demands of CDP is just getting more and more demanded by the industry itself. The competitive landscape that we have is pretty much still very small, to be honest, especially that when you go Google and you search for customer data platform in Malaysia, right? So it's only probably two that's being popping up. And most of them are coming from Singapore and also Western country, US country itself. So this is part of parcels of the entire journey that we have. And we are also taking our risk in FusionQB by introducing this into the market and try to nurture the business client that we have over the journey.
Right. You know, when you look at what you're doing, right, what would you say would be your market size or your addressable market? I mean, of course, everybody is a client, but what would you be looking at?
We are looking for an enterprise client who actually have a data management and also data resolutions, issues that to be addressed. So a lot of customer, they probably already have CRM in place, and now they are looking for a much more bigger context of their customer profiling data, as well as customer behavioral data. So in order for them to be able to upselling and also cross selling from that perspective. So enterprise customers who actually have an ecosystem for us to be able to tap on by expanding their customer lifetime value, from how they actually step into a sales gallery. We are talking about property, segment, right? How they step into the sales gallery, how they give you the interest of a particular project itself, and also how the sales is being converted. So, and from there, when the customer actually stay into the residential area, right? How do they actually react to the brands that you have? By attending the event and also some of the activity that you have pushed up to them. Right. So we want to be able to help the businesses to centralize all this customer journey into one single platform so that management level of people will be able to look at it from the customer 360 insight perspective.
Yeah. Okay. In other ways, we want to help businesses to create a golden profile of the customer, which is, in other words, it's called the single view of customer. It's actually up-to-date, trusted data that's of the customer, and then to know who they are, where they are, so they're in a different touch point throughout the whole journey.
Right. When is CDP the wrong choice?
Wow, that's really a challenging question. And to be honest, when we first started this conversation with a lot of businesses, I would say that 9 out of 10 of our business clients will actually give us a rejection as an answer. So a CDP will be a wrong choice if you don't believe that the power of data, that's first of many reason behind it. So second of all is they really do not see, for the upcoming trend, data will be a most valuable asset that they have, and data cannot be just be there over the night itself. So we have the very first CDP client with us since 3 years ago. So the 3 years, we still not stopping, helping them to basically collect the data and then to execute the data management strategy as well as data resolutions across all the business entity within the ecosystem itself. So the entire roadmap that's being planned out is actually close to about 5 years. So we just imagine that customer who do not believe the data, the power of the data, then I think CDP will not be the answer to them.
Yeah, I think we put it another way is that what is actually key considerations for implementing the CDP. So there are actually a couple of the consideration. I think number one is data quality. So if a business lack of all this accurate, reliable data, right, it's pretty hard to implement the CDP because it may not be the best option because it rely on all this data quality for us to churn up more meaningful insight. So this is number one. Second is actually is a data volume. You need to have a good volume of data of the customer base in order for you to actually churn up some sort of all these analytics. Right. So I think this is why it's, the benefit of a CDP is to rely on the data. And the last is actually more towards the integration's feasibility, right? Because CDP, you need to unify the data coming from different channels, different sources, with the integrations towards all these external, internal system integration. So if it's not ready, then maybe the CDP may not be the best option.
Okay.
I probably want to chip in also. I just suddenly think of one very interesting point also. So it also depends on the context at who we are talking to or speaking to and presenting to, right? So most of the time, if we are presenting our solutions to the management team, then they will be the person that who say, yes, I want to do that.
Okay.
But we, if we are presenting to the executive level of the team members, right, then they will start to think of like, you know, it's very troublesome for them to implement these strategies itself. So you can see basically the gap between the business management and also the executive team.
And the very last, also very key consideration is that the ROI expectation. Because the CDP is actually a long-term investment, don't expect that immediate ROI, because that may not happen, right? So if you want to focus on the short-term plan ROI, then CDP may not be the good choice.
So how do you address the executives who say, I don't want to do this, too much work?
I will see that as basically like happening to us, like, you know, in most of our conversations, to be honest. So, I mean,
I think that's a business problem you can try to solve with another app. Okay.
You are right. You are right. I probably should like invite Freda as one of our business partners as well. So, it's very interesting. So, I mean, right now, I think we have actually gathered a lot of like facts and also like paper facts, you know, for us to be able to share with a lot of our business clients itself. At the end of the day, we also have quite a lot of like use cases, successful use cases, and also clientele, how we can actually help them to basically increase the customer engagement activity data. So right now, to be honest, internally, we are actually processing more than like 3 million of like data within our platform itself. So I think more use cases, like, you know, more justification on ROI, and the most important part is a successful implementation in that.
Okay. Can you share some of these use cases?
Yeah, of course, we can. We will keep the name with it. So right now we have like client that's coming from property developer segment. So they basically have an ecosystem of like shopping mall, property developments, as well as hotel and F&B as well. So the data, basically management and also resolution that we have seen that is pretty much a quite unique, partly because of like what Alvin has pointed out. So a single customer profile could be actually like changes over the night itself. So we will have to like jump in and help them. So when we first started to implement these services, you only see, you know, a very little engagement and also, I mean, as an engagement data within the platform. But right now we are processing more than 40,000 receipts, you know, in a monthly basis. So you just imagine that all this receipt is basically one of the spending that they have made, and also one of the so-called like behaviorables, like, you know, visit of your businesses within the platform. So this data is now belongs to the businesses, and the businesses will be able to like craft out more targeted campaign, more targeted like marketing activity, as well as more targeted like, you know, product offering for this bunch of like customers.
Right. How do you address privacy concerns?
So privacy concerns is the hot, you know, one of the hottest topic that we have, to be honest. Well, of course, we are talking about zero party data as well as first party data. As probably we all also know, coming from a tech perspective, right, Google and also Apple, you know, very frequently they will just announce the change and also getting the privacy compliance to be like much more tightened, you know, and this will be like, you know, even like more tightened for the coming month, coming years as well. So it's very important that you have a strategies that for you to be able to get the consensus from your customer, you know, by going through a proper channel rather than going through like third party channel. So right now, customers willing to basically share their data with you from the zero party data perspective as well as first party data perspective. And that can only make possible if you have your own app, or if not, your own platform engaging with the customers.
Right. So of course, that's the your business super app, right? And then you're also tying that with ESG.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think why we have this super app is that because we want to introduce more and more engagement services. So ESG is part of it, because we understand that a lot of big corporates, right, they actually want to have this ESG initiative to be rolled out to their customer. So there's no the best avenue or channel for them to do so. That's why we helping our client with a super app, so that we can have all these so-called awareness campaign to be put it in the super app itself, right? So one of our clients, they actually put it all this ESG campaign to allow their customer, even their employee, to be participate in the ESG campaign, so that as part of their KPI tracking, and also they allow them to do a lot of all these like recycles, participation, right? So to earn the loyalty point for them to redeem the voucher, the reward. So I believe that it's more like it's a good initiative to be put in the super apps.
Right, and it'd be part of their reporting as well.
Exactly. So ESG is a very important element in most of our enterprises that we have today, right? Yeah. So, but often people will just think like, you know, overcomplicated in terms of like implementing the ESG itself. So going through our platform, I think that's where that we can come see and advise, provide the advice or the consultancies on like four elements. One is what Alvin has mentioned. I think to develop the awareness content is very important. Let them understand the impact and also the value by participating into the ESG itself. And ESG is a journey as well. So it should not be like just take it as like, you know, a campaign basis. So the implementation should be like cross and to be tracked as well. Reporting, Fred, you have pointed out, is very important element. So reporting with a reward and also incentive can even like motivate the user participation on the ground itself. I think that will be a very much important, and we can actually take this as first the phase one of implementations within the Business Super App itself.
Right. And you got an award, the Huawei Award. What's that award about?
All right. So I think end of last year, we actually achieved, basically we unlocked another like, you know, achievement from our perspective. So we have been participated this Huawei competition for the last 2 years. I think last year we got like awarded top two with the CDP and as well as the Business Super App as the, you know, participated solutions that we have. So finally, we actually got the recognition and also endorsement that's coming from Huawei that, you know, our solutions actually would be able to help the enterprises bring them into a data resolutions kind of like a context as well as the aspect of like implementing in a very tight, you know, tech budget that they have in hand. So it's not you know, something that new to us that right now I think tech budget is getting more and more tightened from a lot of enterprises as well. So we just want to make sure that the implementation of solutions will be like cost effective as well as time to market is a lot more shorter.
Right.
Yeah, I think winning this award also proves the validation of our solution that actually is required in the business context. So I think it's good for us.
Right. Yeah. One last question. Funding. You mentioned in Tech Asia that you're looking to raise $1 million. How is that coming along?
Well, we have been seeing a few market which is you know, very interesting and also exciting for us to be you know, penetrate to. So even without like crossing the country, but then crossing the border, we still have a lot of like demand and also inquiry that's coming from the different regions itself. So to tax up like us, I think funding is always like within our context of like, you know, part of the business that we want to run. But then I think most importantly also, we are also focusing on the profitability growth within our companies itself. Back to the context of like 1 million of like funding, we are looking for more strategic partners to work together, whether it's coming from Malaysia context or basically like, you know, the region in Singapore as well as Indonesia as well. So basically that will actually help us to expand the team, expand the market, and most importantly help us to get into a more AI R&D effort within the solutions itself.
Okay, actually I got one more last question, because Stephen, I met you under Juice Lab, the F&B space. Yeah. How's that coming along, and how is that, you know, part of your empire, F&B and then data?
Well, yeah, thanks for bringing up all this memory together with Fred Dahlia. So Juice Lab is part of parcel of my business journey. As I wanted to be, you know, a series of entrepreneurships, I think getting ourselves to step out from like, you know, the IT comfort zone, F&B allowed us to basically see more dynamics in terms of like business management and also the engagement with really the real day-to-day customer on the ground itself. So by understanding their, you know, their taste, their favors, their preferences itself can also like help us to basically increase, you know, the design of the entire IT solutions that we have today.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Stephen Lim and Alvin Chui from Fusion QB. I'm Frida Liu. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.